On Monday, we celebrated the feast day of Saint Joseph, patron of the universal church, terror of demons, as he's called, patron of the family. And tonight, we look at him as he is patron of a happy death, as they say. Saint Joseph, pray for us that we might have a happy death. He is the patron of that, of a blessed death, because he passed before Jesus' public ministry began. He passed during those hidden years at Nazareth, with Jesus on one side and Mary on the other. And at the end of the day, that's all that's necessary, to have a blessed and happy death, to have Jesus on one side and Mary on the other. And so the church commends herself and all of her members, all of us, to Saint Joseph, that as he was given the beginnings of the church here on earth to watch over, he might also watch over our end, that our death might truly be happy. Not in the sense that it won't be sad. Of course, there will be grief for ourselves as we leave behind people that we love, things that we'd like to do, things that may be unaccomplished. Grief for those whom we leave behind as they lose us for a time. But happy because simply it is surrounded by the Holy Family. And blessed because it is the way that we get to heaven. That God has taken the greatest curse mankind has ever known, the greatest punishment of the fall and original sin, the most broken part of creation, and he has made it the gateway to paradise. It's a wonderful work that God has done. And it's something that Saint Joseph can help us to see. And so as we are here tonight pondering the mystery of Saint Joseph and a happy death, it might be helpful to think about our own death in very concrete terms. What would you like it to be like? Now, that's not something that we have complete control over, of course. Right? That's part of what it is the lack of control. But it's still a good question to ask. If we could make that happen, who would be there? And where would it be? And what would it look like? And then the hospital chaplain in me has to say, after you've had that prayer, go find yourself a healthcare proxy and make it official so that insofar as we can ensure that our treatment, our medical treatment at the end of life corresponds to what we want. But even in that, in all of those unknowns, in that ultimate moment of powerlessness and lack of control, we can always be surrounded by Mary and Jesus, just like Joseph was. We stay close to Jesus in the sacraments of the church. Every day, we go to Mass, we receive him in communion, we go to confession regularly. When we are sick, we receive that anointing of the sick. We have Jesus on our right hand. And then we have the rosary on our left, right? That sweet chain binding Mary to us, now and at the hour of our death, ensuring that whenever it comes and however it comes, whether it's like what we want or not, that it can indeed be happy and blessed, the path to paradise, surrounded by the Holy Family. Saint Joseph, patron of a happy death, pray for us.